You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, we are here. It is finally live, So You Think You Can Dance Top 20 here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burtz, and joining me is my co-host, Chloe West.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I am so excited. It's 4th of July tomorrow, and I'm excited that we're live because there was amazing dance that happened last night.
Yeah, and you know, I want to just preface this whole show just with one thing, because I think it was one of the best top 20s we've ever seen.
Yeah.
So if we say something kind of negative-ish, I'm going to say it's us being nitpicky.
Yes.
So
yes.
You're free to disagree. You're always free to disagree with us, because you shouldn't always agree with us. But I want to let you guys know that I just think the talent was outstanding. And if I say something like, it's being nitpicky.
Seriously.
That's how good the technique and the talent and the personalities were. We were supposed to have Lauren Froderman here in the studio. I know. She had a work commitment, so hopefully we will reschedule her at some point during the season. But we've got a lot to tackle today.
Yeah.
But before I do, of course, we always want to remind everyone that Maria's book is available. And I bet there's some good sunscreen strategies in here.
Yes.
4th of July, remember.
I have a good one.
Yes.
It's important that everybody knows this, but 90% of wrinkles are caused by the sun. And only 10% from aging. So if you guys want to stay looking young, put that sunscreen on.
Take it from someone really old.
No.
Stay out of the sun. No, I'm not that old, but I'm oldish. But it's living in California, too. We know that.
Yeah.
SPF
and a
8,000.
Big hat.
And a big hat with a big wide brim. But let's start talking about that opening number by Sonia Taya. Who did you notice? Because this was really the top 20 that I want to see the standout. So I started just trying to focus in on who was like catching my eye.
I think Ricky immediately stood out for me. Girls wise though, I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, I don't know who stood out for me girls wise. There were a few girls who I kept seeing, but Ricky immediately for guys. Mm-hmm. I was like, yep. And Emilio for guys.
I also noticed Stanley. He was another one who I think he's going to give Ricky. I mean, technique-wise, the two of them and their legs are just to die for. But Tanisha on the girls' side was the one girl that I really was like, okay, I see you. I see you. And I don't know if it's because she's blonde and a sea of brunettes.
I think it helps.
It does help.
I think always having short blonde hair on this show really helps you to stand out.
Yep.
Because they always seem to only choose one short blonde.
They love brunettes on the show.
I know. They really do.
So true.
And the poor ballerinas, which we'll talk about earlier, but half the time I'm like, the one on the right, the one on the left, the one on the right. And I feel bad, but it was unfortunate for them because I think that we weren't able to tell them apart.
I went back and watched that dance again so I could – one of them has a little bit different body structure. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, okay, I'm going to focus on that person because I know
– oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I was struggling. I'm like, is that Jackie? Is that Jordan? And they're both J names, which
I know.
I just was like
– and brunettes. And
poor Jackie, her story really hasn't been told. So it's
no.
A lot of struggles with all of that. But what did you think of the choreography and everything?
Oh, my gosh. I loved it. I loved the jacket moves, especially like with everybody's chest puffed out and as they like had their – when they led their bodies with their chest, I thought was so cool. What I loved about this number two is I'm sitting there going, I wonder who choreographed this. And I would guess Sonia, but honestly, it was a different style for her and it was exciting that she had done it. And I loved that they were in suits, but it was still sexy. But I love that they kept the jackets on. Part of me was waiting for everyone to take off their jackets. And it was nice that they left them on.
Yeah, because you almost think, like, that's what I'm expecting to happen next.
Yeah, yeah. So I was glad that they didn't give in to that, but they still danced as if the jacket was a prop, which I thought was really cool.
And the hats and stuff. Everything was really fun. I can't remember who it was, whether it was Jackie or Jordan. See, this is where the struggle is going to come in. But one of them tweeted out today, like, this is exciting. And she had Eliana's hat from a prior season.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's like, this is a good sign. Now, if anyone can tell me whether it was Jackie or Jordan, go and check your Twitter feed right now. Yeah. Let me know. My phone is on if you're watching us live. But I think just a really great start to the season. And I know I've been talking, I'm sure you've heard from some of the viewers, they're just a little frustrated with last week. They felt everything was rushed. We do have a shortened season. I don't think a lot of people knew that, but we're losing about 2 weeks on this season in comparison to prior seasons. So.
Now, I have a question for you. Because there's no judges save, does that mean that they're not dancing for their lives?
There are no judges saves in the top 10, but there are judges saves in the top 20.
Oh, okay. So they will still dance for their lives. But do you think they'll dance for their lives after the top 10?
That's a good question.
Which is would be so sad if they didn't. Or maybe they'll do something now that they have this app that they keep talking about for voting. Maybe we'll get to vote live sort of the way The Voice does with Twitter.
I would love that.
But that also does make it very East Coast heavy.
Which they're dealing with on Rising Star because for us on the West Coast, it's the same thing. There's no real point.
Exactly.
We can't influence voting.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to get the East Coast feed. Fox.
Yes. For me, Time Warner Cable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's kick it off with our judges. We had Nigel Mary and Jason Derulo, who was not only performing, but he was a judge. And when I read the press release, I was like, and only because I'm being very judgmental. And I was coming off of Dancing with the Stars season where some guest judges were fantastic and others were abysmal. And I just didn't really think that he was going to fit in well. He also was the opening act for Dancing with the Stars last season for the live shows, which is very strange.
Wow.
He's on like the dance tour.
Well, and you, him and Jordan have been hosting Central. She's been on E! So much doing guest hosting for E! News. And so I actually wasn't surprised. I'm like, they must have the same PR person because they're killing it.
They are killing it. And they're a cute couple together. And I want to say, Jason, I'm sorry for prejudging you because I thought he gave some really fun comments.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't like super technical or anything like that. But I feel like he knew what he was talking about. He had some dance training. So it wasn't like...
Yeah, and once he got up on stage to perform, too, he really showed his dance training. I thought
his
he did
wiggle.
I thought he did so good. But I thought he was great. He was just a fun judge. You know, he brought up some things that were in the packages that the judges don't necessarily get to talk about. And he played off of Kat really well and the other judges. So, yeah, I thought he was great. He was really fun. And he was no Carly Rae, so.
Yay! Right to that. A couple things I want to mention. The prize this year, besides being America's favorite dancer, of course, Dance Spirit magazine, you're going to be on the cover, but the winner will also get a Broadway contract for the revival of On the Town.
Yeah.
So I did a little research because I was like, I knew it was coming, but On the Town premieres on Broadway. The previews begin September 20th. So the winner will not wind up doing the opening cast because they'll be on tour.
Wow, okay.
So I'm going to assume that if they decide to take the contract, because I know in the past the winner has not always taken the contract, but they will slide in probably somewhere January or later.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
So interesting. I really wonder, gosh, I guess it depends who wins, because I can't imagine a ballroom dancer taking the contract.
Or Emilio, like would Emilio Dosal want it if he won?
Right.
Or Teddy. I mean, there's some interesting things. Like, one of the tappers would probably want it. The contemporary dancers might want it. Kind of interesting.
So interesting. And they also win a lot of money this year.
I know.
I felt like when they were reading the prizes, I was like, I don't remember all of these from previous seasons.
I think 1 year or 2 years, they offered the Celine Dion contract with Mia Michaels. But
Yeah.
They haven't offered a dance contract in a while, so...
It's cool. I think it's really cool because it's a little security net, too.
It is, and it's an opportunity to get your equity card, which is the theater union, which is fantastic, which will also get you into the Screen Actors Guild union once you have your equity card. So some things to look in. The choreographer for that show is Joshua Burgass, and he's making his Broadway debut as a choreographer.
Oh,
they
wow.
did this production elsewhere, but he's not new to Broadway. He's done The Life, and he did Hairspray on Broadway. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It's a lot of new stuff.
That's so cool.
All right, let's get into those dances, though, because we kicked off the night with ballroom, which is kind of obvious because there's three couples all together. Brooklyn and Serge doing the cha-cha, and this was choreographed by Dimitri Chaplin. What did you think?
I thought Serge is, I think the men in ballroom this season are so strong. It is crazy. And it was funny, you know, in the package they talk about him sweating. I kind of felt bad for him. I'm like, God, leave it alone. Like, it's hot. He's going to sweat. I really thought he was great. I thought Brooklyn was pretty and she has a killer body. Mm-hmm. But I did want her to, you know, I just felt like her movements were, she needed to either, like, get lower in her stance. And I think Mary talked about this a little bit. But she wasn't as fluid for me as I would have liked, where Serge was just killing it.
Yep.
And because they're partners, you know, you're comparing them and they're dancing side by side. And so it showed her weaknesses a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it could have been nerves. They're opening the show. Like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you got to get your feet wet on the show a little bit. And then I think everybody blossoms.
Yes.
So I think she could be one of those dancers that just was so nervous. And I'm opening the show. And, oh, my God, I'm doing ballroom. And here we go.
And here it's live. And I'm on TV. Yeah. I did think there was a lot of nerves going on right there. There was some nice, strong footwork, though. I mean, I know that they criticized Brooklyn a little bit. But, you know. The one thing, and this was, again, this is like so weirdly nitpicky. His shirt, like I wanted him to have like a nice tight shirt and it just was like big and blousy and I was like, come on, like show this off your ballroom. We want to see your chest and all that stuff. So that was like, but I thought that they had really good energy and, It was funny because I was reading, and I tweeted this out this morning, Reality Rocks, Lindsay Parker always does a great recap of So You Think You Can Dance, and she's like, I think Serge is going home. And I was like, is she following what's happening? Because Serge studied with Max Chomsky, Dance With Me, so he's got the entire family, which means Tony Dovolani and Val, and I know Sharna Burgess has been supporting him, but all the Dance With the Stars pros are, and Zendaya, I mean, like, people are going nuts, and I'm like, oh, he's not going anywhere, honey. Like, I can't even believe you predicted that. But, you know, it was just one of those things. I was like, whoa. So I think we're going to see Serge go far in this because he's likable. People know his journey. He's been there three times trying, and he's finally here. So.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Brooklyn, though, I don't know so much about. And I think her and Jackie look so much alike that it'll be easy to get them confused, even though they're totally different styles. But I feel bad for them. They went first. Forgettable. You know, it's like that curse of going first. So I just don't know how safe Brooklyn is.
Yeah.
And they're eliminating four. I mean, somebody's got to go
home. How do we?
I know. It's insane.
And that's what you start thinking. You're like, how are they going to get rid of people? And because there are six ballroom people, there is that little bit of like eating yourself, like, you know what I mean? They're gonna eat themselves because you're just gonna eliminate one because you're like, they cancel each other out a little bit. Cause I think that there are some other stronger ballroom dancers and that makes me worried, but you know, they did a great job. It's so hard going first. So hard. It really is. Next up, Emily and Casey. This was a Travis Wall piece.
It was so beautiful.
It was so welcome to see. Like, I was like, Travis.
Yeah, it was Travis. It was John Legend, All of Me, which the song has been out for a while. So I was like, maybe they'll do it. And then when I saw that it was there, I got so excited because I just want to see what a choreographer for So You Think You Can Dance is going to do with this song. Like, it's one of those things that after you've watched the show so much, you're like, I want my favorite songs to be choreographed on this show because I want to be able to watch it over and over again. I love that he used the live version. It was so beautiful. I mean, he's such a genius. That move that Nigel talked about when John Legend goes into his falsetto and she just is slowly reaching out. It's just everything you feel in the song. And I think that this dance was such a great definition of what dance is, of like you just feeling the song and putting it out there with your body. And it was so great. And they were both great. I mean, I think Emily and Casey both did a really good job. They weren't the standouts for me in contemporary tonight because later on, like, oh my God, we had
the killer. Yeah.
Yeah. We had an amazing contemporary number, but for a Travis Wall routine, which you know is hard, he's giving it to them, especially knowing that they are contemporary dancers and him being on the show. They did a great job.
They did. And I think he gave them some gorgeous partnering. It was nice to see because Emily doesn't have the best extension of all the females. What she does have, though, is great legs and great, like, toe point. And they talked about this. Like, it just felt like it extended in the space way beyond it. And just the gorgeous extension with her arms on that sort of bend. It was amazing. But And I was happy to see, because Emily was one of those that I was like, I'm not sure how she's going to do. And once I saw this, I was like, she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
She's definitely going to be fine. We didn't hear much about Casey during auditions because we didn't see his package. He's adorable.
So adorable. And I'm just really, I really hope that this couple doesn't end up being a contemporary one that we just kind of forget about, because they're not a, you know, we've seen so many contemporary people. It's a little bit scary being contemporary on this show. You have to be really, 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 really good.
It's the cannibalism. Like, you eat, they eat each other. But here's the thing. These couples are only temporary. This is only for this week for their genre. Everyone's going to get mixed up for next week. So, and I don't have spoilers on that yet. I'm working hard on that. So, let you know that. But, you know, I think that they kind of set a really nice tone for the night. And then we moved into our tappers. And
oh, my God.
Valerie and Zach, and I'm not sure you can find two more likable people besides the tap, but they're smiley and happy and cute and adorable, and I was like, I just want to, like, have you over to hang out.
Yeah, I actually was on the phone with my mom yesterday, and she lives on the East Coast, and she was watching the show and talking to me about it, and the tappers start, and she's like, oh my God, who are these tappers? They are so cute. Oh my God, they're my favorite. And I'm like, I know, they're adorable. I'm like, they just are. Like, there's something about them that everybody likes them. And I love both of them. They're so much fun. And this tap number, are you kidding
Anthony
me?
Kills it every time he choreographs something.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Like, this was so hard. I was like, how are they still going? How, by the end of the dance, I'm like, how are they still together in their rhythm? Because I would, and without one of them getting tired and falling out, because this was such a hard number.
He had them, level-wise, he had them on the stage, up the stairs, down the stairs, back downstage, back upstage, up the stairs. Like, there was constant movement and constant levels, and they were smiling through the whole thing. They didn't look too winded. I mean, by the end, they were tired. But, and, you know, for tap, you do, and Nigel said, the audience wanted to quiet because he wanted to hear the sounds. But, I mean, at home in our living room, we could hear it very well. It was very clean, I thought.
It was. And I was wondering if they must now know for tappers to put a mic on the stage so that we can at home hear it, because it's gotten so much better, which is so nice. But it was so clean. They were so together on the stairs, everything. I couldn't believe it. I mean, these two, who knows how many hours of rehearsal they put in outside of working with Anthony, because it was pretty incredible. Like, that's hard to do in a week. I mean, they don't even really get a whole week.
No, and, you know, they're digging in. They also had to learn the top 20. They're getting used to their surroundings, like all of that. They're getting used to the schedule. Yeah. So the first week is very challenging. I love that she still had her red tap shoes on. So clearly they're a signature for her.
And he did the red jacket to match. It was perfect.
It was so perfect. Challenging routine. I loved her in the dress, too. That was the other thing I wanted to say. Because oftentimes we see tappers, female tappers, in pants. And it's just kind of fun seeing her in a dress.
And one with, like, a big skirt, too, so we could still see her legs, which was great.
I think that was a smart wardrobe decision,
and this is where I cried in the show. I cry every episode. You're it just like, happens.
This is it.
But I was so happy when I was watching them, and they were having so much fun, and I was so excited, and I just started crying, and yep, that's where I cried in the show.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people just sometimes dismiss the tappers or whatever after having Aaron last year. I don't think that that's going to happen anymore. So watch out for these two, because tappers always have great technique. They have great musicality because they're always dealing with rhythm and syncopated rhythms too. So don't underestimate them. I know we're looking at the Rickies and the Jessicas and things like that, but I think
these two especially will be good in other styles. They just look like it. You know, they look like they've been trained in other styles. And I'm excited to see them. I think don't underestimate these two, because they're fan favorites. They kill it their own style, and they look like they'll be able to be molded and, you know, into hip hop. And like, I can easily see them, and I can see her doing like a great contemporary number.
Oh yeah.
I'm really excited. I don't think they're going anywhere.
No, well, hopefully not, because it always depends on who you get paired up with too. That sometimes that is a killer, because you sit there and you get great dancers. I think of like Brittany Cherry last year, who's now on tour with Derek Hough and Move Live. And you think, what could have been had she stayed in the top 10?
Yeah.
She's a great dancer. So you just never know.
And apparently Jason Derulo is a tapper.
Who knew?
And we also have another tapper on the show.
Teddy.
Teddy, which is so cool. I really hope he stays. I didn't love him in his number. We'll talk about it more, but I hope he stays because I want to see him tap too.
He's cute.
He is cute.
There's a lot of cute boys. We're good. Cute girls, cute boys. There's something for everyone. Bridget and Stanley were the next couple, and Bonnie Story, who was a new choreographer last year. She was in season 10. She did a group number. This is her first time doing just a smaller individual number. So it was nice to see her back. What did you think of this one?
Honestly, Bridget was a surprise for me in a good way. Coming into this week, I was thinking, I don't know how much I'm going to like Bridget, you know. But I was pleasantly surprised with her. And Stanley as well, because I know Stanley was such a good dancer. I didn't know how he was going to be as a partner. Mm-hmm. He's very thin. And so sometimes I think for guys that makes it a little tough when you're doing a lot of lifts, especially in contemporary. But I thought he did a great job. This dance was forgettable for me. But while it was going on, I really, really enjoyed it.
Their technique for both of them, I thought they were well matched, which sometimes you notice one is like a lot higher than the other. Thought they were very well matched. The one thing I noticed, and I just wasn't sure if I was emotionally invested in the piece, and I know that there was like a whole storyline mm-hmm. with the relationship and everything else, but technique-wise, I was definitely into watching their gorgeous lines. They were very light on their feet.
And he can fly. I mean, come on.
You know, and I tweeted out a photo of Ricky, his promotional photo for So You Think You Can Dance, and it's him in a Beyond 180, you know, split. And I was like, oh, come on. Seriously? Like, it's ridiculous. But you know what? Stanley's able to do this, too. So I think that this is interesting. Stanley is so good. I worry that he's going to get overshadowed by Ricky.
Mm.
So I'm really hoping that he gets partnered up with someone really good and sticks around because I think he's capable of a lot.
Yeah. The only thing with these two, with this dance, that I think the reason why we weren't connecting emotionally is they weren't totally in character, I think, when they were dancing.
Mm.
Compared to the next contemporary one where they were just in that character, I think this one, they like knew how they were supposed to feel, but they weren't actually feeling it. They were excited to be on the show. I saw smiles, and I'm like, oh, you need to. I'm like, I'm not buying into it as much. And I think that was the only really big thing of why it wasn't, you know, like 100% there for us.
And that's
'cause the dance was great.
The dance was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I was always a technical dancer, and when people were like, you're going to feel this emotion and this is the thing of the piece, I would wear it like on the outside as a mask, but I don't necessarily think I always felt it on the inside. And it's something that you learn and something you get with maturity, and sometimes you don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, I'm supposed to smile in this dance and I'm supposed to be sad in this dance. But and I think maybe that's where the disconnect is, and I understand it because I was always like, I got to make sure my feet are pointed, my toes, you know, everything.
Yeah.
My legs are straight.
There's so many things to think about. Breathing. I was always the dancer that never breathed. Like, I'd get off stage and I'd be like, oh, I didn't take a breath that whole dance.
You're like, oops. next one, and gosh, there's a lot to talk about in this dance. This is our ballerinas, Jordan and Jackie. And I love that they had Marat, Dakai, oh God, Dakai.
Good luck, because I can't do it.
This was so complicated, and this was such a hard dance.
These poor girls. First off, before they went to commercial break and they said that we're doing ballet next, I literally go, yay, ballet! And my roommate was like, what is wrong with you? And because I'm so excited to see ballet. I was so excited that it was two girls dancing ballet.
A pas de deux, they call it.
A pas de deux. And it was Swan Lake, nonetheless.
So hard. And I guess it was two black swans, is what I was assuming.
It was, yeah. And I mean, honestly, I just felt bad for these girls. It was just like a boot camp for them. And they did the best they could do.
Yes.
I think it was Jordan who was slacking towards the end, right? I mean, it was so hard to tell them apart, but I believe it was Jordan.
You're correct. I went back and watched.
And so, Jack, I mean, and it's tough when you're doing the exact same moves the whole time. And if one of you gets tired, like, it's going to show.
I know. And I mean, I even feel bad even pointing it out because I know that Jordan, the second it happened, they were doing Italian fouettes and, you know, they already did 15 fouettes and then they did the Italian fouettes, which are, you know, you brush through and then they were doing the attitude. So hard, and they were doing multiple ones in a row. she kept falling off of her point, and she fell off a couple times. Like, she fell in the Italian fouetté, and then I think it just
and
psychologically.
And then it kept going, yeah.
Yeah, so there were one or two stumbles after that. And,
And then they went into, what's it called when they do the jetés in a circle? As they were doing the jetés in a circle, you could tell she was just tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, and so she was off a little bit, and, oh, just poor thing.
I know. And let's just say, Jordan is someone that has been in the Complexions Dance Company, which is to die for. Desmond Richardson and Dwight Roden have been the artistic directors of this ballet company, and they're fantastic. It's more contemporary, so I don't know how much point she's actually doing in Complexions. So it's one of those things that I'm sure she auditioned for point, because sometimes it's, you know, I don't want to do contemporary. I don't want to come in as a jazz dancer. Let me come in with this style because I'm able to do it. And technically, she's really good and she's able to do it. But then if you're not on point every single day of your life, it's so hard.
To do a Russian, like a very strict Russian, like ballet, if you're not on point all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is Vaganova technique. I mean, Kirov. I mean, if you haven't. And here in the U.S., a lot of people don't train under that style, so that's a whole other thing. And these two had very similar body types. So for viewers at home, people got confused. I had to go back and go, okay, Jordan's a little bit broader up here, and Jackie's just a little bit tinier. I mean, but it's so slight. It was even like, okay, let me just focus on what's happening here.
It was tough.
It was so tough. And I applaud them for getting out there and kicking some butt. I
can't wait to see these two in a different style.
Yeah.
Because that was just mean.
And we don't know Jackie because we haven't heard her story. So.
Not at all. I mean, she's adorable.
She's so cute.
That's what we know about her.
That's all we know. And this is what I worry about. With four leaving next week, I think we're going to lose a ballet dancer. I really do. And I also think, for some people, they tune out when ballet comes on TV. You know, it's not the hip hop and it's not the contemporary that people love. It concerns me that they're just like,
We'll see. I mean, that dance was something you could not tune out. That
was
intense.
It was hard, you guys. before we move on to our other dances, just to remind you guys, iTunes, it's up and running. Everything's good. You can download the podcast.
On the podcast front page, AfterBuzz has its own section now.
I saw that.
It is so cool.
It's amazing.
That's brand new, you guys. So a lot of it has to do with you. So thank you guys so much.
And that was like brand new today. I got tagged, I think, on Instagram about it. So
it's so cool.
I love it.
It's very exciting. Please rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
Keep it there.
So
let's get the dance shows on the front page.
Yeah, we want that. Instead of just, it's always Scandal and Mad Men.
Some HBO show. I don't know.
True Blood. They're all great shows. Don't get us wrong, but we want to represent dance and do it well.
Yeah.
And this is sort of where the show took a little bit of a break, and Jason Derulo and Snoop Dogg came out and wiggled.
And it was awesome. Some of the best twerking I've seen. And get it, Jason Derulo. I mean, I think he's, like, noticing the Chris Brown sort of, like, Chris Brown just is in and out of trouble. And Jason Derulo, I think, is sort of like, hey, I can dance really well, and I can sing, and I'm going to do this.
And I can keep my nose clean.
Yeah. And him and Jordan are the cutest couple. And I really felt like he was sort of like trying to be like, I'm the new Chris Brown. Watch me go. And he proved it. I mean, it was awesome. It was so fun. I watched the whole number, and I loved it all.
Yeah, and it's always fun when they bring in their own dancers, so you get to see what their choreographer's doing and what he's doing if you go and see him in concert. But, he brought a lot of fun, positive remarks to the contestants, too, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think that's always good. From there, we moved on to another ballroom couple, and I've got to tell you, I really loved this. Marquette and Marlena, and I love this because I love Louis Van Amstel choreography because he's precise, he knows what he wants, and he expects you to be clean if you're dancing one of his numbers.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love a samba, and I love a good, like, there is nothing better in dance, I think, than a good samba.
And some good samba rolls.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And it's, like, perfect time, World Cup, like, what better time to do a samba? And it was just awesome. The samba is the one type of dance that I think if you see a good samba, you're like sitting there and you're like, I want to do that. I don't know how, but I'm going to learn.
I'll do some samba rolls. Well, it is too. We see it on Dancing with the Stars and they do it with celebrities and it's, you know, it's
It's always a bad samba. Is
yeah,
really,
we've seen
really
some
bad.
Really bad ones on other seasons. So it was nice to see two trained dancers really get out there and knock it out of the park. And I've got to say, Marquette, last week he was a nice standout because I just thought, oh, he's just a ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. He really nailed it in L.A. week, although Mary Murphy called him out on his jive, I guess, during L.A. week, which we didn't get to see.
We didn't see. I didn't realize they had done a jive.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, I would love to see, because that's interesting for a ballroom dancer to do one ballroom really bad, like enough for Mary to bring that up again.
Yep.
So
it happens. But I think that he is, I love his presence. I love Marlena was fierce. Like, I love them together. I think that Marquette's another one. Like, don't disregard him. I know Serge has a ton of support. Don't discount what Marquette's going to be able to do.
I agree. I think Marquette is going to be the surprise this season. He's going to be that ballroom dancer that can just do everything. Mm-hmm. But Marlena, we didn't see her story, did we?
We did. She auditioned with Armin Wei.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. See, I forgot because I was so focused on Armin. Oh, that's incredible. I totally forgot that was her with him.
And so Armin's been throwing his support, like telling people to vote for her as well.
Because I loved her. After her that's little great. 8 seconds, I was like, I'm won over. I love you. You're so cute. And then she was great in the dance. That is so crazy that she was Armin's partner because I was just so focused on him, I forgot who his partner was. And look, she made it to the top 20.
Yep. And it was Serge's partner that didn't make it through. I think it was Ala. So
yeah,
it's... Someone was asking me, they were like, now did Serge's partner make it through? I'm like, no, Armin Wei's partner made it through. And so it gets a little confusing. But I loved this partnership. I loved Louis Van Amstel's choreography. It was just spot on for the samba. And I love the precision. But it just, like, it went so quickly. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
What was I just hit with? That was amazing.
And then I do want to bring up that they did announce National Dance Day. It's going to be July 26th. And then the Dizzy Feet Gala is the 19th, which is just the week before.
Which is interesting because they used to do it on the same day. And
that's what I thought.
Yeah. I think maybe it's because there's just so many events and it's hard to be a million places at once. And it's a long day for people that might be dancing and doing some of the outdoor events and everything else. So I think that they separated them, which is good.
That way, too, because I know they do a big thing in D.C. for National Dance Day. They can probably have people at Dizzy Feet and then have them go to D.C. too.
Yeah.
So which is cool.
Miss out. And if people are in L.A. July 19th, the Dizzy Feet Gala is amazing every single year. So I'm going to hopefully cover the red carpet again this year. Fingers crossed.
That would be rad.
It was so much fun. So much fun. And one other thing I wanted to mention on Marquette, he is part of the Vibe Tribe, and we did confirm Lindsay Arnold and her mother, Mindy Arnold.
Yes!
Because she will be in town for the Dizzy Feet Gala. So they will be here July 17th. That is the July 17th show.
The Thursday before.
Yes. And there's usually that week, they're usually off because of the All-Star Game. The All-Star Game's on a different night. But even if they take a week off, we're going to do a show no matter what. That's
yeah.
What we've decided.
Getting those two in. Yeah. Full
yes.
Show.
We worked very hard on that schedule. So it's happening. All right. We move on to Rudy and Carly in a Stacey Tookie piece.
Yes.
And Rudy, I love you because you are a Cuban redneck. Like,
I love that.
Personality plus.
Oh my God. I love Rudy. He is just poor Carly. I mean, she's a little bit forgotten being with Rudy as in this partnership. I think she might be one that goes home just because I'm like, who is Rudy's partner? Because Rudy is so cute. I mean, she's adorable and she's a great dancer, but there's a lot of those this season, adorable, great dancers. But Rudy is so good. I mean, that skirt that Carly was wearing, though, could not have been more perfect.
I loved it.
For this routine. It was great. I do wish that she was getting more height and things like that. I was wishing for a little bit more of that. But I thought it was good. I love a Stacey Tookie number. But you know, the breakdown was the best part for me. When the music goes into the breakdown and then they go into the dance together. Mm-hmm. They're dancing the exact same moves at the same time. I think the audience woke up at that point. I re-woke up. But other than that, I thought the dance was just okay for me.
Did you notice, and again, me being really taking a look at technique on something like this, I was surprised that Rudy had a lot of sickled feet.
I did not notice that.
And if you watch the Dance with the Stars show, I am like the sickled feet police. So it's something that bugs me. You can't, with celebs, it's one of those things like they're not trained dancers, but with a trained dancer, it worries me a little bit because I was like, oh, God, that kind of ruins the line, especially on a contemporary piece. They had some really lovely unison movement, which I loved. And I thought Carly was a gorgeous dancer, but there were a couple moments that Rudy's lines were actually pulling me out. And I thought, huh. And I think with Mary that they made a point. She's like, you know, you're not the most technical dancer
here. They kept saying that.
At your personality. And we've known. We've seen it. The most technical dancer does not always win. And if you keep that personality up, it keeps you around. So, yeah. And I loved Rudy, so...
It's interesting, though, that he's a contemporary dancer that's not the most technical. Because usually not the most technical dancers are hip-hop or someone coming from a totally different dance style.
Yeah, we look at Osiris.
Yeah, but to be a contemporary dancer with that, that's interesting.
Because they usually have a strong ballet foundation. Mm-hmm. And that was the one thing I was like, huh. The one thing I did want to mention, Sammy texted me, or tweeted me, I should say, and I want to let everyone know it was Jordan that had Eliana's hat.
Oh,
so I
cool.
think that's kind of cool. I just wasn't sure. I'm like, I know one of them had it. Just to clarify all of that. All right. So from Rudy and Carly, we go to Emilio and Teddy. And this one I was definitely really excited about, looking forward to. Christopher Scott. Chris Scott is killer every single
time. Always. He's one of my favorite choreographers. And he has, like, snuck in there to be that because it's always – he's not the one that you remember. You know, he's not the Stacey Tukey. He's not, you know – but, like, gosh, he's amazing. And I'm so glad he keeps coming back to this show because he's so good. And to take a Commodore song without a beat – it wasn't a remix. You know, that's – I almost thought it was going to be a remix. It wasn't a remix. That prop of the mop in the stand and how he manipulated that. And then Emilio and Teddy just, they were amazing. Emilio's moves on the table were incredible.
His tricks were great.
I mean, on and off. And I love watching Emilio dance. I'm so excited. I felt a little bit bad for Teddy because I was really watching Emilio the whole time. Like, what's Teddy's style? Where does he come from?
He came in for hip hop, but I'm wondering if
just
he was
hip hop.
You know, or? He's also the tapper, and
yeah,
I don't know if they felt like we can shift you over here. We didn't get to see his audition story, so we don't know if he came in with a solo of tap or, you know, it's or the hip hop, or it's very confusing. And there are four dancers right now that we didn't see through that whole audition round. It was Teddy and Casey.
Jackie
and Emily. No, we saw Emily's story. I'm missing one more. Jackie and Carly. Carly, of course.
Oh, see? Carly, yeah.
So it's one of those things that I always get worried about that. I mean, we had Tiffany here, and she made it all the way to the top four, you know, and she wasn't shown during audition rounds, so you never know. But it's important as a personality to start standing out as quickly as possible. They had a cute moment when they were standing before the judges, both Emilio and Teddy. I think Teddy's safe for now. But
Teddy's super cute. I mean, he's a super cute guy. And it will be exciting to see him do, like, a lot of different styles if he already has that under his belt.
Yep.
But, oh, my God, Emilio giving out his phone number. Like, he asked
Kevin. I love that. And they're like, beep.
Yeah.
I was like, what are the other digits? Because everyone wants to call you. Yeah. Christopher Scott, though, that Commodore song was so unexpected.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was funny because at the end they're like, I could see both of you in Step Up. And I'm like, Emilio is in Step Up. He got Step Up.
Oh, my God. That's right. Last year. Oh, my God. That is
he was
so
shooting
funny.
Because, yeah, I mean.
Because he didn't make the show. He was able to audition and be in Step Up.
Once he was healed. Because when we had Twitch and Allison here, Twitch was leaving for Step Up.
That's right.
And Emilio was in it.
God.
So I was like, well, that's kind of strange because he's already in a Step Up movie. So he could be cast again. And Teddy could come with him. But he's already there.
That's really funny. I forgot about that until you just – that's great.
Yep.
That's great.
Adam Shankman, of course. That's an Adam Shankman production. So we'll be seeing Adam soon again. But it was just one of those things that was funny. I was like, yeah, but I think everyone kind of knows.
I know. I actually really hope that Jason Derulo hires Christopher Scott now to choreograph some stuff. Because you could tell he was, like, super impressed and loved it. And Jason has some really good kind of slow jam songs. And I would love to see Christopher Scott choreograph something like that. Yeah. I love Jason Derulo. All his stuff is Taylor.
Really good.
And, yeah, I think it would be cool if he hired, you know, coming from this show, if you got to hire someone. And he seems like he's the coolest guy.
He seems really chill and laid back. Although, if I were Jason Derulo's current choreographer, I'd be a little worried.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, oh, uh-oh. Yeah. I would, too. I was wondering who his choreographer was because I was like, Christopher Scott might get a
watch
job.
Watch your back.
Yeah.
All right, then we go into probably the contemporary piece of the night.
Oh, my God.
Jessica and Ricky. And, you know, when I spoiled the partnerships last week, and I will tell you guys, I have Fox Publicity officially following me from a private account. And I was like, do I try and follow them back? Will they follow me? They're not following. They're only following people. No one's following them. So I'm like, oh, they're monitoring me. Dun, dun, dun.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They're really like, what the heck? But Jesse and Ricky got Sonia Taya, which is always a great gift. And I loved that she chose Meredith Monk. I mean, talk about real alternative music here. I don't know. Sonia's always very emotional. So when she goes through emotional things in her life, she always goes in a different direction. So I love that we're in another season and her life's taken off in this direction.
She's got blue hair and we're going somewhere else. And I love it. Jessica, excuse me, like, you know, we had people in, like it was Aubrey, right, who said...
Tiffany.
It was Tiffany. Yeah. Right? Aubrey's next week, right?
Audrey's next week.
Tiffany was saying how she's like, oh, no, Jessica's really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, she was good at jazz. Okay, girlfriend can bring it. I mean, she... Talk about emotion. Her face was like that stone, and you saw... You felt... And saw exactly what she was feeling. And I really think, of course, her and Ricky were both amazing dancers. But I think it was Jessica's face that completed it. You know, she was the button on this piece. Because without her being 100% in that dance, I don't think it would have worked as well.
When she was up on his shoulders and just looking up.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a stone. It was incredible. And she – how they danced this song is unreal. I mean – there were no beats.
Meredith Monk is not easy. So you have to have an innate musicality.
Yeah.
In your mind, in your body, in your movements.
And to be on with, to for both of them to constantly be together. And they're such strong dancers.
I know. And I just thought this was really beautiful, quiet choreography for Sonia. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was like, gosh, this is so interesting how that they, it was haunting. It was haunting. That, yeah. I think that's like the best word for it.
I wrote that was haunting and Jessica was a different person.
Yeah. And Jessica's very well known here on the West Coast. She's from Orange County. So I think a lot of the dancers here in the LA area have seen her like master classes and things like that. So I think we'll see a lot of the guests here pretty familiar with her work. So I'm interested because, you know, she's 18, 19 and she's young and to have that maturity in her dance. Same with Ricky. I mean, just strong technique, but also strong emotion.
Yeah, I think if she can get ballroom, top four.
Oh, yeah, I could see it. And Ricky, I think, is easily top four.
I think Ricky's easily top four. I think with Jessica, she won me over. I wasn't totally a big fan after her audition or the callbacks, but my goodness, she was amazing.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. And then we go to our final ballroom couple of the night. This one was very interesting for me. Yeah, Tanisha and Nick doing the cha-cha, also a Louis Van Amstel piece. Always love his choreography. This, you know, cha-cha is supposed to be sexy. I felt like it was a little brother and sister chemistry.
Ah! Ew, and then she kissed him!
I know, what was that?
Oh, no!
You're like, oops.
It did feel like they were like, we have to be sexy. We have to be really, really, really sexy. And this is what sexy is, which is never sexy.
but when you tell yourself, I have to be sexy, yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, they had so much personality, so much attitude in it.
I didn't love the song for the cha-cha. I just thought it didn't fit well. And I felt like it was the one, and this happens again on ABC show where they like hand a music and go, you're doing the cha-cha and mm-hmm. you're doing it to this. I feel mm-hmm. like Louis got stuck with that too.
I do feel that. But they're both great. I forgot Nick came in as ballroom. Did you forget that too? Or did you, because him and Rudy came in as such a pair and
you just assume that they're both the same style, same genre.
But Nick was killing it.
I thought he did really well. I didn't feel that they were well matched as partners. And this isn't going to matter beyond this week because everyone's going to mix it up again. But Tanisha is a strong performer. She's pretty fierce, and I felt like she outdanced him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and but I don't think that the judges necessarily agreed with what my perception was, because I felt like that they were giving Nick some really good comments, but I felt like Nick got a little lost. And maybe it's that, like, we're trying to be sexy and he's trying to be sexy and...
Yeah, interesting. I'd have to watch it again, but they're both so good.
Yeah, and Tanisha's another one of the vibe dancers. Mm-hmm. She's very well cross-trained, and I think she's going to be, like, just the beast, the strong, get out there, really do some nice work, so.
Oh, she's... You knew she was a vibe dancer when she said she had 11 brothers and sisters. I was like, oh, you say you're from Utah. Okay, so you're a vibe.
Yep. You're a vibe dancer. Yep. But, you know, it wasn't one of those that I was like, oh my gosh, this is worrying me or anything else like that. But it was just one of those things that I'm like, it's not going to be the best partnership. It doesn't matter beyond this week. So who cares?
Who would she be a good partner with, do you think?
You know, it's always so interesting because they usually mix up genres here. So
yeah.
You know, are they going to give her someone like Stanley?
Ooh, Emilio would be fun for her.
Emilio would be really fun. Because
they're both big performers.
Big personality. We also have to think of height. I don't know everyone's height yet, too. So when you have the...
They're all short, except Marquette is tall. So, which means he's probably 5'7".
He's tall. Marlena looks tall. I don't know how tall she is.
Oh, yeah. Well, they partner them together this one, so...
That'd be too ballroom, though. Is that's unfair.
No, yeah. Nope. Ooh!
They could put Marlena maybe with like a Stanley or something. I don't know.
Stanley might be tall since he's so thin.
Yeah, he's long. He's got long limbs. I love that. So let's get to the point of doing the horrible predictions.
No.
Of who may be going home next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay. I'm going to say Jordan. Carly.
Okay. And then two boys.
Casey. And, oh, I don't know. This is so hard. I don't know.
All right. I think Nick may be one of, I feel like.
Nick?
No. I know. But it's my cannibal theory, like where, you know what I mean? You've got three ballroom men.
I just think Nick and Rudy are going to stay.
I think Jordan. I agree with you on Jordan. I think Marquette and Serge are going to be the two ballroom.
You think they'll be okay?
I think they'll be okay. And here I did like a very, very unscientific poll this morning on Twitter. And I just said, who are you throwing your votes to? Because the voting was still open at the time here on the West Coast. And Serge, of course. I got Stanley's name was thrown out there. Ricky, of course. Marlena's name was thrown out there. Zach's name was thrown out there. Tanisha's name was thrown out there. I didn't ever hear Jackie or Jordan. I didn't hear any of the contemporary dancers. I was shocked I didn't hear Jessica.
Or Ricky.
I did hear Ricky. Yeah, Ricky's
there. Oh, you did.
No Rudy. But so it made me think. And Marquette. Marquette's name was mentioned as well. But Nick was left off there. And I think Serge has got the protection and the talent, you know, but when I say protection, but he's got a lot of Dancing with the Stars people tweeting. He's got Zendaya with like 8 gazillion followers tweeting. And I think Marquette has really just stepped out the last 2 weeks when it counts.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you go with my cannibal theory, one gets left out.
Oh.
And it's just one of those things that I don't think anyone deserves to go home. It's one of those that I wish we had a couple weeks to get to know everyone and then start voting.
So do you think they'll do a bottom five and then one person will be saved after they dance for their lives? That's a big bottom. That's a big
wiggle bottom, Jason Derulo.
It's a big bottom, Nigel. I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, less weeks. That's what's it's Fox's fault. It's not Nigel's fault. And so they have to do what they can to make the show work.
Next week is not going to be fun.
No, it's not going to be fun at all.
And they better not eliminate them at the beginning like they did last season.
Because we drop from top 20 to then top 16.
Oy. Crazy.
Yes, and just want to mention just a couple things. Next week's judge will be Misty Copeland from ABT. She'll be back.
So excited.
And in a couple weeks, they mentioned Warren Carlyle, the Broadway choreographer, Emmy nominated. He will also be joining the panel. So lots of good stuff.
And who do we have coming on next week?
Next week, Audrey Case. She'll be back. She came last year, so we're glad to have her back.
Sweet.
All right. Where can we find you, Chloe?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chloe West X.
And, of course, me at Kristen Burt. And then if you want to find me on Facebook and Instagram, it's The Kristen Burt. Hope you guys all have a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll see you all next week with Audrey Case.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.